The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday! Only two more working days till Monday. Good morning. July the 25th, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And David's here. Good morning, David. All
good
week
morning.
Long, it's been Dave and me.
Oh, man, it's fun.
It is.
David is just, when you talk about, and just say this, and I say this with the utmost of respect, you know when you've got a great utility guy, a guy that can do it all, and fix, and clean, and conscientious, and I got your back, and, I mean, you're the guy. And a new father on top of it with a baby that's what now, 2 months?
Yep.
2 months.
Yep.
Bliss.
Yep.
My goodness.
So, yeah. 2 months old.
Wow.
Yeah. I love the pictures. Keep them coming. So, anyway, just wanted to shout out on this Friday to say, you know, you're only as good as your team and you're a fantastic day.
I love being here. This is a great job.
Oh, I'm so glad. So before we go into the weather, do we have a national day of the week?
Yes, it is National Hire a Veteran Day.
Okay.
And throw in some wine and cheese because it's also National Wine and Cheese Day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hire a veteran. You know what? Because you always know 100% or 99% right, Carl? You know, the work ethic is there.
Yeah, you're pretty sure of the work ethic. And
if they got through boot camp.
They've proven it's not just boot camp, but doing your 4 years and that they've been educated. They've been trained to solve problems, to lead people, to, they work in HR every day. I mean, it's the whole thing. Yeah, hiring a veteran, you usually don't go wrong there.
And they know how to take directions. Like, you know, they're not going to fight like, you know, well, I don't know why you want me to do that. Well, you know what? Because there's a particular reason. I'll tell that story later on about that. That is about another situation about somebody not taking good leadership and really missed a great opportunity that has nothing to do with Hire a Veteran Day. But anyway, the weather, mostly sunny and a chance of showers. Did you see that fire in the sky last night? I mean, I told Carl, please get up. You got to come see this. You got to see this. There was like an orange ball sky. And it reminded us, it was 8 years since the car fire. I said, that same look was when that fire was coming over the hill over there behind, Sunset Terrace. And so last night, right?
Yeah, it was, the sky was just red. And from, I imagine it was smoke from the other fires and then lightning, the thunder and all that, but.
Rolling thunder, mostly sunny, then chance of showers today with 93 overnight, lows of 65, and thunderstorms are in this forecast as well. Tomorrow calls for sunny and a high of 91 overnight, lows of 66. Sunday clear, sunny with around 95, so we're under triple digits. How wonderful over the weekend, and 69, mostly clear tonight. The weather is brought to you by our friends out at Anderson, another veteran-owned business, locally owned, where they always give veteran and senior discounts at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-37893, located in Anderson. Well, it's Friday morning, so guess what we have in the studio?
Katrina and the doggy.
Pet of the week from Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so who do we have?
We have Brisket. Which I think is a fitting name for him. He's very round. He's a six-year-old, like, pit lab mix, black and white, mostly black, with the white feet.
Yeah, he's got little white paws.
Yeah, he's very cute. He's definitely on a diet, though.
Brisket.
Brisket, that's cute.
We've had another one named Brisket.
Have we?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be surprised.
It's kind of an unusual name. You know, it was years ago, though. It wasn't like it was 2 weeks ago. Hey, here's Brisket. Wait a minute. Brisket was a little small chihuahua. Well, no, this is another Brisket. No. This
we do tend to recycle.
Yeah. Well, hey, I've had this question. Did you all name Buford?
I don't know, because he wasn't a home before, and I don't remember if they named him Buford or if we had.
Yeah, but you all got him. He was running loose, and he and another little dog.
Yeah.
And you got them both. And I know how y'all name dogs.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder if they named him Buford.
And it always is one name. It's never like Mary Kay.
Or Charlemagne the Great.
Yeah. No, it's always one word because, you know.
Easier for them to learn.
It may be a double syllable.
So I'm thinking, Buford, I mean, I could have named him anything I wanted then. I should have named him Dude.
So
dude.
He's not a dude.
No, he is.
Buford's pouting in there because we made him go back. He's never pouted before.
We have to drag him into the office when you
not
show
okay
up.
To
it's
have
not
to
that he'd fight with it, but it would just be rambunctious.
Yeah. So tell us about what's going on at Haven Humane and Brisket.
Yeah, so, well, Brisket, I should say, he's very sweet. You know, he is 6 years old, so he is a little bit of an older guy, but he does not act like it. He definitely loves to get out, run around. I've learned that he really prefers a tennis ball. He loves tennis balls, loves chasing them. He does get pretty tuckered out a lot quicker than probably a younger dog would. But he's very loving. Right now he's just leaning up against me. Definitely a very people-y dog. And he has been friendly with other dogs that he has met at the shelter as well. So he's just a great overall family dog, I would say. And him being 6 years old, his adoption fee is completely waived.
Okay.
Now, you just had a very successful run of the Camp Love a Pet.
Yeah, we're actually about to finish that up. Tomorrow is graduation. So it's been a super fun time. And we still have, I think, 3 camp dogs available for adoption.
Okay, the one that went through the double.
Tessie?
Yes.
Yes.
Adopted?
No.
Oh, not. Okay. I'm just saying to everybody, this is a great, she was a great dog, and I don't,
she's just waiting. She looks like a good dog.
She's just waiting for her perfect match.
Oh, yeah. No, we're pretty shocked she hasn't found her home yet, because she is just an awesome dog all around.
Okay, so Camp Love a Pet.
Because we look at, you know, all the adoptees, y'all put photos on there, and there's 18, about 18 at a time, and I mean, you get a lot of people rolling through there.
We do.
So, I mean, you're doing everything. And Tessie, you've done everything you can. So, Benita has my, and you can rename her too.
Yeah, I think she learned a new name. She's pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, but Tessie's kind of a cool name. So what else is going on?
Well, we do have Zumba Bash coming up. So that's hosted by Anderson Family Fitness.
When is that?
That's going to take place on August 16th at Wind River Casino.
Oh, fun.
And the theme is The Greatest Show. So that's going to be super fun. it's going to be Zumba with instructors there. There's going to be raffles, vendors, and prizes. The tickets are $20 pre-sale or $25 at the door.
So I'm looking at your 2026 calendar and how you can enter your dog's picture.
Yeah.
And I just, as we always like, when you come in here and look at that, on the leaderboard, they have how many people can go in and vote. And number one right now is Juice Box Wilson, which is a little a chihuahua in a taco shell. You see this, Carl?
Yes.
Yeah, 421 votes. So it's just really cute to see the pictures that people have submitted as well. So, well, Katrina, and I guess we do have, also, you have, this weekend at one of the, you've got where people can see the pets at, is it, Petco?
It's PetSmart.
PetSmart.
And we're always there Wednesday through Sunday with adoptable animals.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And I always forward all that kind of stuff because, you know, it's not the dogs or cats' fault they are where they are.
Exactly.
It's in many, well, for cats, it's because there's a lot of feral cats out there. Okay. But a lot of times for dogs, they're bred. You know, they come out of, you know, oh, look, she has her puppies. And then they find it hard to give away puppies, and all of a sudden the puppies end up when they're a few months old on the street.
Right.
If not sooner. Oh, yeah, that darn dog got pregnant. Well, guess what? You could have fixed the dog.
Mm.
You have, you know, free spaying and all types of stuff for dogs.
And also,
I mean, in a sense, they can get coupons and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the animal's fault. And then when you have all these animals, it puts, and here's Haven Humane doing the utmost, but there's not enough room for all of them. There just isn't any. We had another dog, another rescue organization on. They're filled totally. And it's like this everywhere. The fact that y'all are able to still find places to move these and move the animals around, is spectacular.
What you have online too, and I just wanted to bring this up to our listeners, is that, you know, if you've lost a pet, you can go online and they have photographs of the pets they're holding. Now my question would be is that, you know, you can, there's probably 20 that have been lost pets that are online right now that you can see the July pets that they found. So you hold them for 3 days.
4 business days, and that's if they have no identification. So if they don't have a microchip, it's about 4 business days. If they're microchipped, it's typically about 10 days
that
we hold them.
And then at that point, you put them into the regular adoption cycle.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you do ever look at our lost pets, you do have to physically come down to the shelter and see them in person to identify if they are your pet, I wanted to mention. So online is a great place to kind of scope it out, but if you see a pet that you think is yours, you do have to physically come down to the shelter to identify them.
But for those people who may not have the ability to get around very much, this is something that's a great tool for them to be able to help friends go online and get there and say, oh, you know, and a lot of times this happened during the 4th of July, we'd know that pets will flee.
Exactly.
Now, do some of these pets we see here online, do they have chips?
I don't know. I mean, Sometimes they do. I would say not very many, though. Most of the time, most animals that come in are not chipped.
I heartily recommend if you got a dog, and especially one that's gotten loose before, get a chip on them. Or even if they haven't gotten loose, like Buford, he hasn't gotten loose, but he's got a chip because there's that one time he can get loose, and in Buford being Buford, go home with anybody.
Exactly.
And so, but if, you know, somebody holds and then calls Haven Humane.
Well, we're going to take a break.
Haven Humane will call you or come pick up the dog and then just bring it home.
Exactly.
All right, Katrina, thanks. We're going to take
a
break.
Carl's good luck, Brisket.
Yeah, Carl's going to go out and take a picture right now with Brisket, so you'll be able to go on KCNR and see what Brisket looks like. Oh, thanks a lot, Katrina. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. I'll be right back.
Life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and then the bot, streaming live at KCNR1460.com, which is the same spot you can find all of our archives. So,
That was a shout out. What we just came in with the two-time Grammy winning jazz, a fugal horn player, Chuck Mangione. Now,
he died?
Yes.
Okay. So, this week it's been Ozzy Osbourne. It's been Hulk Hogan. It's been Chuck Mangione.
We have a list.
There's more?
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, I have to go back online, but he would have been in the Cosby Show, and you would have known his face.
Jabal Warner, I believe.
He drowned
off of the coast of Costa Rica. And another guy that was swimming with him, in serious condition. But, so there's three, and, you know, I remember my mom told me back when I was just a kid, and you always kind of remember these things. She says, celebrities or big names, you know, she would say movie stars, they all die in threes.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's heard that.
But what I don't want to say is
why you never light three cigarettes with the same match in combat.
Oh, I didn't realize that. When we cluster these passings of one's life.
I know.
You know, Chuck Mangione did 30 albums. 30. I know what it took to do one. And to think that he, you know, composed, he was 84, and he died in his sleep. I mean, does it get that? I mean, that's
84,
not.
Though.
I mean, he peaked 30 albums and played. He was beloved within, you know, I mean, how many times have you been on it? At a theme park, on an elevator, in the grocery store. I mean, that's music that has spanned decades. So, American two-time Grammy winning jazz fugelhorn player Chuck Mangione, best known for his 1970s crossover hit, Feel So Good. Thank you, David, for bringing us in with that. Okay, now.
Okay, I have a friend I really admire, like him. He put something on Facebook. After days of lying and bad-mouthing California, the far right is starting to report the truth about In-N-Out. The CEO is moving. The company isn't moving headquarters. Okay. Well, I don't believe I'm in the far right, but I said that, and I based it on the comments of the In-N-Out CEO, Lindsay Snyder. And what she said was, she was moving, they're opening up the eastern offices. She's moving to Franklin, Tennessee, because it's slated that eastern office support our growth. And what she said in an interview, and this is what was first reported, there's a lot of great things about California, but raising a family is not easy here, she told the host of the podcast. Doing business is not easy here. And then that was it. Well, now it's been backlash. Oh, you're bad-mouthing California. And so she has come out and kind of further clarified it now. But the first thing that came out was, hey, she's moving. And it did mention is that, you know, some of the officers are going to move back to a part of California, but they were going to be moving her headquarters and opening up the eastern. Okay. So there could be a, you know, there could have been some misunderstandings there, my friends. Anyway, but goes on. I'm very proud of where In-N-Out started. Anyone who knows me knows how I often talk about our beginnings and how our customers here in California helped bring us where we are today. Okay. So, she did not elaborate further on the reasons for why she and a handful of In-N-Out employees, along with their families, will head east to Franklin. But told Stuckey it would be wonderful having an office out there, growing out there. And so she, in response to online flack Snyder has received since the interview, she posted a 3-minute In-N-Out theme montage across her social media accounts to dispel misinterpretations about the company's expansion in Tennessee and to show love to the company's home state. She clarified the following points. We're not moving In-N-Out's corporate headquarters. In addition to our Baldwin Park office, we're expanding with an Eastern Territory office in Tennessee. We're not leaving California or leaving our roots behind. Each one of our locations is here to stay. No, they would never move the locations. It's just, you know, like the office. Anyway, moving into Tennessee provides our In-N-Out associates wonderful opportunities to buy a home and raise a family and be a part of our expansion because they can't afford to buy homes in California. I mean, that's, come on. When I raise my, where I raise my family has nothing to do with my love and appreciation for our customers in California. She's talking customers. The move is part of a healthy plan for the company's growth and provides so many opportunities for people to own homes in Tennessee and the surrounding states they could possibly end up in. Now, Snyder also confirmed in the interview that In-N-Out Burger plans to close its offices in Irvine by 2030. If that's the case, does that mean, by 2030, does that mean then that they all are going to be in Tennessee.
Well, we don't know until 2030, don't we?
Us really far-right conspiracy, you know, haters got the information from her. She's cleared it up. But then at the very end says that they plan to close the offices in Irvine in 4 years. So does that mean they're moving the offices? And it's like other business. They've moved their offices out of California, the main offices, and you know, this. It doesn't mean they've stopped doing production or keeping a presence. She'll never leave California. That'd be silly. Now, what other business, how much has In-N-Out grown since 1992? And since this is AI, and they should have had that right away, so I'm moving back on that.
Well, you know what's interesting about, remember we heard in Vegas when they opened In-N-Out, there were people that had master's degrees, and people that couldn't get work elsewhere, and they were like lined up to get a job at In-N-Out.
Yeah. They said something like 2,000 people applied for like the, you know, the 20 jobs.
It is my favorite fast food.
Oh yeah. It is. And
I mean, if I have to choose,
when I told my sister that she was, that In-N-Out was, headquarters, was moving to Tennessee and they were going to start opening In-N-Out burgers there because their main distribution plant is in, Texas, but they can reach Tennessee according to Ms. Snyder. But there are business. We all know they're moving out. So I hope, my friend, that this clears it up a little bit. However, it still says they're moving. They're going to shut down the Irvine offices in 4 years.
Well, I mean, you know, like any other business, most businesses will have a 5-year plan. and this is what's going to be happening. So you have the direction of where you're moving. And by speaking of direction, the Red and Colt 45s are closing in on the end of another standout summer season. You know, I think it's like $5 or $6 to go have a fabulous Americana experience. And they have compiled an impressive 28-4 record under the leadership of longtime manager Bob Anderson.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that when we get back.
Yeah, we've got to take a break. But, Davey, you've been producing the shows. And I've been there on the games. And, they get behind. And all of a sudden, these big bats start. And these guys are just clobbering.
Yeah, we need to get back and see one more game.
Have they ever done the mercy rule? They stopped it after the seventh inning.
Yes.
See, yeah, they had to.
They're so far ahead, they called the game at seventh. Yep.
Yep. Well
but everybody
you know
can go home.
This weekend is going to be nice weather.
Yes,
oh,
it will
be. Beautiful.
It'll be beautiful.
So tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday.
Oh, let's take a break.
We got games. But, yeah, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance, where all your insurance and financial needs are under one roof. Head on out to see Judy Maxwell and her group, helping family, seniors, and veterans business owners since 1993. Give them a call. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's next to Members First Credit Union. You can walk on in. They'll make an appointment for you, and you'll tell them, this is what I need. And they'll be, like, right there for you. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll. I got a little
sugar. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. I missed you.
You got to get used to me again because I've, you know, was gone up in the mountains, off grid. It was really hard to try to cell service up there. It was horrible.
Anyway. Welcome back. Did you see any mountain lion? Did you see the mountain lion?
No,
or the bear?
But I was one day.
Did you hear any of the coyotes out there?
No, didn't hear any coyotes, but, there was one day we went for a walk and I turned around and said, you know, my tummy, because, you know, this was 10 women and everybody brought food, an appetizer, dinner. So I haven't had that kind of food. They'd be like going out with gourmet for days. Anyway, so we went to go take a walk. It's about a 3-mile hike. And I turned around and said, you know, my stomach's kind of weird. So will you take the dog back? It's kind of, hot. So the dog was not going to follow me. So I carried her.
Carried the little dog back.
It was like 15-pound. It was probably a 15-pound barbell, but I couldn't just hold it on one side, so because he was trying to, wiggle out of my arms. But I kept thinking, now any other time it would be beautiful, but since there were sightings of bears and mountain lions, I thought, I was looking up
lions,
in the tree.
Bears and tigers and lions, my.
I was trying to be really at one with the scent of, can I hear anything? What would I do? Throw the dog.
Yesterday we talked about the 1% sales tax that's made enough signatures to be on the ballot, and it will be. And Channel 7 was out, interviewing people, and David, you were one of them that he interviewed.
Yes.
As a small business representative.
I was on that.
And so tell the people what you said.
Well,
it really makes sense, but there's an explanation. Not an explanation, but it helps explain why all this is going on.
Thank you, Carl. Yeah. He asked me, you know, do you think that the increased sales tax, how would it affect your business? And, you know, I didn't answer that exactly, but I did say I don't see how it's going to increase sales, which would be a much better way to increase sales tax revenue is to actually increase sales because sales are down across the board.
Well, tax revenue for Redding is down. That's why we're in the hole here. So it all goes back. If people were spending more money, there'd be more tax revenue. Mm-hmm. Then you wouldn't need the, you know, people wanting to put a tax initiative on there.
If we could increase sales, correct.
If you could increase. And that is the bottom line.
You know, if there were initiatives, there may be initiatives to increase sales.
Uh-huh.
And I know people are really putting a lot of effort, especially in downtown businesses, to get the word out. But, yeah, that would increase revenue, right, to increase sales.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line is tax revenue coming into the city, and you get that through, you know, increasing sales, which brings in a lot more, you know, brings in the revenue. And then, but if you don't have that and you don't have the money to, you know, to do safety and fire and law enforcement and, you know,
it could be like a Band-Aid,
fixing,
right?
Yeah. This is, you know, if you get this one, how long does that last? Because if, you know, does it sunset in 3 years, you know, which gives a chance for the, you know, should it be based on, should that sales tax be based on revenue coming to the city? And I think, I don't know how they could even do that. We'll do this for 3 years, sunset it, and that gives the city a chance to get their tax revenue back. But everything's going to cost more than, I mean, it's quite the balancing act, but you're right. It's not going to help you as an individual, as a business owner, or us as a business owner.
No.
What it's going to be is, the only thing it's going to say, you know, that really fix it is for people to shop more locally mm-hmm. here. So, okay. All right.
I was talking to a friend recently who said they went to, so we talk about that sales are down, but she had two different experiences where they went to View 202 and it was packed. And then they went, and she said that was surprising. Because we know that View 202, it was being sold. I don't even know. We're going to get an update on what's happening there. And then they went over to C.R. Gibbs, and it was packed.
Well, C.R. Gibbs is, there are certain established businesses. Yeah. C.R. Gibbs, you know, look at Odell's Barbecue. He started here about 3 years ago mm-hmm. and is expanding. So, you know, I think it depends on the business. And then you've got all of these fast food franchises, all these, the chicken places. I can't even begin to name all of them, but they've expanded here. You'll see restaurants opening. But then again, at the same time, and David pointed this out to me, and you notice it, but sometimes because you see it a lot, you gloss over it, is the empty storefronts. We still have empty storefronts down here in the center of this Market Street, revolution going on down here. I shouldn't say renaissance going on down there. There's still empty storefronts down there.
Lots
of empty storefronts. So, you know, when you don't have, when the government doesn't make enough money, I think my first answer, my first question on that, have you gone through and cut it to the bone? Cut, you know, they were spending money on this. Well, perhaps we shouldn't spend $12 million, and I'm just dragging this out of the air. Maybe we shouldn't spend $12 million on parks. Maybe we should only spend $6 million and take the other $6 million and put it in. What are our priorities? Do they have priorities? My priority here is paying my employees, paying my rent, and paying my tower rent.
Yeah, and playing.
And then everything else, you know, it falls in because the way we get paid, I don't know about the other radio stations, but I'm sure they're about the same. We get paid sometimes 60 days out, I mean later, because of the way it goes through media buyers. You know, they'll get it and they keep it for 30 days and then they send it to you. And then it comes in during the month. It doesn't all come in, like, you know, by the 15th. So you've got to spread load that across the month, how you pay for these things. But then you look at your operations. How can we make sure we're the most concise possible? And if we're wasting money, we don't want to do that. So is our government doing that? You know, you got all the headlines for Doge and Trump at the federal level. Do we have something like that that looks at our city and county government and says, you know, you're spending money here and you could, you know, but you're spending too much money here. You can combine these two offices. Now, maybe they have. Maybe they have done that. But that's a question that we need to get Barry Tippin on and ask him this.
Well, you know, as we try to figure it out, we look at the fact that, you know, we are owned by mom and pa. You know, we
own the station.
When you look,
David owns his business.
When you look at the bigger five and the six, you know, radio stations, they're owned.
They're all corporate.
From out of state. But so I'm wondering, do they get any kind of? I don't know if they get grants or not.
They don't get grants.
So it's all.
But see, because it's a corporate and they've got radio stations all over. All that money goes into one pot. And so.
And they can get regional, which would be more like Big O Tires and stuff like that would be regional advertising where we're based basically out of between Lake Shasta and Corning. area. Yeah. Is our
we cover there. We cover 150,000 people easily 100, maybe even more than
well
that.
Lost but, in the KIXE, yeah. Our local public television station is facing potential loss of funding,
41%.
Right.
And we're going to have Rob Keener on next week. Rob's going to come on, and we're going to talk about the impact that cutting, that 41% cut to their budget is going to have. It's the, and you understand, I understand why they wanted to cut the money out of that group, out of the NPR and that. However, the ones that are probably the most egregious about being on one side is not your rural radio stations. And those are the ones that are going to take the hits, lose half of their grants coming in. So, but he's going to be on, and we'll talk about that next week. Anyway, let's take a quick break and come back. I want to talk about the wolf depredation. Something's happened with that. Heather Hadwick, who's been pushing for this, our assemblywoman, and she made the announcement, that, you know, because we've been talking off and on for several weeks about the number of wolf packs we have here in Northern California, and then the impact it's having on ranchers and farmers up here in the Northern California area. Well, let's finish up and see what the state of California is going to do to help alleviate some of this.
You're 50 years or older. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweeby. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. RedingRanchLaw.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Go, do you see the light?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Been in the business 30 years, and if anybody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, who I have nicknamed the Windshield Whisperer, show me. Yeah, I don't think there is. If it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Fixed an 8-inch crack on my windshield that lasted for 18 years until I sold the Red Rover. And you couldn't see it after all that time. That's the kind of work this guy does. So you got a car, truck, SUV. He takes it into controlled climate. Fixes your windshield, chit-chats with you if you want to. You can sit over there and read his 1,000 magazines he has, ranging from 1956 on. Yeah, Jeff, I've looked through your magazines. But don't take a chance on that thing, on that chip cracking while you're on a trip with your family. Come on down for a free inspection and analysis of the injury to your windshield at 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. You won't be sorry. Everybody that we've sent there, everybody that's listened to this and gone down there, not one of them has had a complaint about Jeff Wurst and the work he does. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street. Okay. Now, we've been going off and on about wolves for several weeks, the damage they're doing, et cetera, et cetera. Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick just released this yesterday. In the budget this year is funding under the California for the Fish and Game for a $2 million funding for wolf livestock compensation program. Well, a study done by UC Davis found that each wolf can cause between $69,000 to $162,000 in direct and indirect costs to ranchers. Each wolf. And that equates to an estimated $1.4 to $3.4 million in annual losses to ranchers. And you think, God, they're killing all those cows. No, it's not just killing the calves and the cattle. It goes into things like weight reduction because the cattle are moving.
Right, and they're stressed.
They're stressed, so they lose their calves. Stress-related effects. They followed one cow in a very lush pasture area that moved 10 miles one night because of wolves. And so that stress-related, when you add it all up, I mean, that cow may not have been killed by the wolf, it lost its calf, and there you just lost, you know, $2,000 just like that. That calf wasn't born. So this way they can at least start compensating the ranchers. But I will tell you, in Colorado, they had a $4 million fund, and two ranchers wiped it out, almost wiped out the whole fund. Because exactly that, losses to depredation, weight losses, and they could prove what had happened with the wolves moving around there. Fish and Game has hired extra people to go out there and try to move, you know, to move the wolves around, but that's very difficult to do, if driving, say you drive back, you know, around the perimeter there. Two or three times a night. Doesn't bother wolves after a couple of days. They've gone after them with drones. after a couple of days, they ignore them. And you can put out all these little sprinkly things, or all this paper and glittery things to kind of keep them away from areas, and that works for a day or two. Wolf's pretty smart. And he said, oh, this isn't hurting me. So, yeah. So we'll see what happens, see if that makes any difference.
Well, what are you thinking that you eradicate, or are you thinking?
I'm thinking. Is there, there's they're the apex of the predators. We don't have bears that can kill the wolves. There's no grizzly bears, even though they're talking about. Well, maybe we need to reintroduce grizzly bears. Well, grizzly bears were kind of like in the meadows and things. They were up in the high mountains. So if you do that, and you know, places you could reintroduce them would be like Griffith Park in L.A., maybe along the coast in San Juan Capistrano and these places. But when they don't have anything that's going to kill them, the only thing that can take a wolf down is a person, is a human. It is just going to be a matter of time, like they had to do in other states, where they're going to have to hire the hunters to go out and thin out these packs. Now, is it this year, next year, the year after that? At some point, they're going to have to thin these packs out. Otherwise, you're not going to have a ranching industry up here. And when they did analysis of the wolf scat, they found that 78%. Of that wolf scat contained DNA from cattle. Mm. Cattle are easy to hunt. They're a lot easier to hunt than deer and elk. So anyway, we'll see what happens. This is one of those unintended consequences when you do something. They knew that there would probably be, having to interface with humans and this. They knew that was going to happen, but I don't think they realized how fast those wolf packs were going to grow and the impact it was going to have. So there.
All right. In other news, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, along with members of the California Republican delegation, sent a letter to U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy this week, urging that the $4 billion recently recovered from the failed California high-speed rail be directed to long overdue highway improvements across the state. The letter outlines key projects for the federal funding, including expansion and repairs to State Route 99, Interstates 5 and 395, State Route 65 and 70, as well as others. I mean, we know, Carl, that when we drove to through Reno and through Albuquerque in June of last year, the roads were so horrible.
Well, those are other states, but we can just take a look at ours right here.
Right.
That, I mean, the $4 billion that was going into a bottomless hole of the train to nowhere should be used for things like fixing our
infrastructure.
Just like we're doing out in 44 right now. They're resurfacing it, mm-hmm. right? But if you go out in other areas and, you've got potholes, you've got rough spots inside our city, that can literally cause damage to cars because of the potholes. That money should be taken from that train that hasn't even laid an inch of track yet and put back into our interstates, into our local roads. And, I applaud, LaMalfa for being part of this letter that goes out. Now, we'll see what happens, though. Because Newsom said, we're going to continue with this. This train, which has started, gosh, how many years ago now? It has gone like five times over what their budget was, and they still haven't laid an inch of track. There's, you go back to follow the money. Who's getting rich off this line? And how many government workers were hired to oversee this? And I just saw where the newest, the guy that just is now heading it is acting like he's part of Musk's team. We're going to go through and get rid of all the fluff and the surplus and all this. Yeah, well, you're too late, buddy. Anyway.
Well, and finally, we just have a few seconds left, but we're talking about one of the headlines or something that caught my attention today was, you know, how doom scrolling is addictive, of course. People frequently persistent under unrewarding activities even when better options are available. This behavioral entrenchment stems from overestimating the mental effort required to switch tasks. Now, we all know that AI and some of this is their expertise, is to try to figure out how to keep you engaged. And so doom scrolling is really a thing about how long have you watched, got it on your reels, and before you know it, it's 2 hours. So in this article, it's suggesting that this is really unhealthy behavior. You're not accomplishing things.
You're not accomplishing anything.
It makes you more lazy. It makes you not want to accomplish tasks. So the simple solution is to set a timer. If you've got to do it, 30 minutes or 15 minutes, and when the timer goes off, okay, I've done my scrolling for the day. And it's a simple task.
That's okay, it. We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we've got Chris McQuillan joining us, talking retired highway patrolman. He's going to be talking about some new subjects and maybe a new show. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Ready.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says deportation flights from the remote Everglades illegal immigrant lockup known as Alligator Alcatraz began in the past few days. He says the flights operated by Homeland Security have transferred roughly 100 detainees from the detention center to other countries. He expects that number to increase soon. Parts of the Northeast now getting a dose of what much of the Midwest and the South have experienced in recent days, the heat wave sending temperatures and humidity levels soaring. The on-again, off-again Gaza ceasefire talks off again. The discussions in Qatar have been cut short by the U.S.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff says mediators made a great effort, but Hamas does not appear to be acting in good faith. He says the U.S. will consider alternative options to bring the hostages home and try to create a more stable environment for the people of Gaza.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. French President Macron announces plans to recognize a Palestinian state, the first of the G7 nations to do so. Recognition would come in September. It is being condemned, though, by the U.S. and Israel. The late Jeffrey Epstein's imprisoned co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, is expected to meet again today with Attorney General Bondi's deputy following a day-long Q&A yesterday.
The meeting between Maxwell and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is a part of the DOJ's effort to seem transparent. That's after the department got backlash over an earlier refusal to release additional Epstein records. Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney, David Oscar Marcus, after the meeting.
There were a lot of questions and we went all day, she answered every one of them.
Epstein died in 2019 in a New York jail while awaiting trial. I'm Haya Panjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 115 points, the Nasdaq ahead 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You work hard, you build wisely, your home has become one of your greatest assets. If you're staying put this summer, this might be the perfect time to put that equity to work. Whether it's funding a second home, helping your kids get their start, or simply creating more margin in your financial life, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans are the only ones I trust to guide you through it. They've done loans for my family. They tailor every loan to fit your goals. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. If you're looking to access your equity through a refi or exploring a HELOC for some cash this summer for a second property or maybe tackle those updates you've been putting off, start with people you trust, people I trust. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
A French court has upheld some of a former Syrian president's legal protections while approving possible future warrants.
France's highest court is ruling on whether it can strip the head of state immunity of Bashar Assad, the former leader of Syria, now in exile in Russia, because of the brutality of the evidence in accusations against him collected by Syrian activists and European prosecutors. If judges can lift Assad's immunity, it could pave the way for his trial in absentia over the use of chemical weapons in Ghouta in 2013 and Douma in 2018, and set a precedent to allow the prosecution of other government leaders linked to atrocities, human rights activists and lawyers say. Assad has retained no lawyers for these charges and has denied he was behind the chemical attacks. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his forces holding back a concerted summer drive by Russia's army to break through its defenses along parts of the front line. Townhall.com. The cost of satisfying that chocolate fix is going up.
The Hershey Company has confirmed its plans to raise prices across its portfolio, blaming the increase on the rising cost of ingredients, particularly cocoa. The Hershey Company, whose brands include Reese's, Almond Joy, and Kit Kat, among others, has, quote, worked hard to absorb those costs and keep most of its offerings under $4 for years, according to a spokesperson. Price changes are expected to go into effect this fall, with the average increase to be in the low double-digit percentages. Cocoa prices have more than doubled over the past 2 years due to poor weather and disease in West Africa, which supplies more than 70% of the world's cocoa. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A utility in California, Southern California Edison, is setting up a compensation program. It's designed for victims of January's Los Angeles area wildfires. The Eaton Fire killed 19 people. It also destroyed more than 9,400 homes and other structures. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you ever want to go back and listen to archives, you go back to our website, KCNR1460.com, and hit programming and find the show you want, and then just go to the archives there. And if you really, really are a glutton for punishment, you can go back 316 pages of archives and listen to our first show. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that either.
Hey, Davey, good morning.
Good morning, Redding, Shasta County.
He's our, it's National Hire Veteran Day.
Yes, it is.
Which would be cool. Or how about National Advertise with the Veteran Day.
There you go.
How do you like that?
And cheese and...
Wine and cheese.
Wine and cheese day.
And National Get Gnarly Day.
Oh!
So it's encouraging, you know, it comes from a surfer culture, but everything you do today, make it a little gnarly.
Make it a little gnarly. I like it.
Unfortunately, I'm getting on that horse today, and it's always a little gnarly.
Yeah. It'll be great. So, hey, currently 76 degrees in the downtown studios. I'm sure you're looking to see if your feet are just hitting the floor, what's going to be happening today. It's going to be around 93, and then chance of showers later on, about 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2, by the way. Thunderstorms again tonight, 65. If you heard the rolling thunder, it was definitely rolling thunder last night.
Lightning tomorrow, and everything.
Yeah, tomorrow calls for 91, sunny with mostly clear skies on Saturday night with around 66. Sunday calls for 95, and Sunday night about 69. We're under triple digits until Tuesday, where Tuesday looks like it goes up to around 100 degrees. But most of through Thursday, if we look through this forecast, we just are under the triple digits, and again, we do have in the next 24 hours, we do have a slight chance of thunderstorms, and then mostly clear after that. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Our friends in Anderson, it is a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, where they always give senior and veteran discounts, working hard for you, our community, to give you the best service possible. That's 365-3793, located in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane.
And you all remember Christina, the Ukrainian princess we had as a producer for about a year. And then got hired on by a media company up in Oregon. Well, and she's now in Texas doing that. But it's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Christina. You're a pleasure to work with. And best wishes today.
Yeah,
and
she's listening in. I mean, because she's called in before.
She has. And so
since she's left the station.
Since
so that
left
was
the
nice,
station, yeah.
Extended family there.
Did she train you, Dave?
Yes, indeed, she did.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Christina, good luck, and hope everything you've got going for you makes you happy. The other thing, with the lightning out there, because I was watching it, we were watching the lightning and the thunder last night. We have a good friend his good friend is a battalion chief, a battalion commander in CAL FIRE. And anytime you get weather like this, they're looking at the skies because they know when the lightning hits and there's not a lot of rain that goes with it, here come fires. Right. And if you remember back, several years ago, when we were coming back from a trip, we thought, wow, they're getting rain up there. No, it was all smoke. And they had something like 8,000 lightning strikes up here in Northern California.
Right.
And fires were everywhere.
Right.
So, the clouds like we saw last night and all that, it was beautiful. But what's on the other end of that?
I know.
So, hey, we are here. Our guest is Chris McQuillan, who is retired Shasta County Sheriff's Deputy, and he was a detective when you retired.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's find out a little bit about Chris. How did you, are you a local boy? Or,
good morning,
how
welcome
did you get
to the
up
show.
Here? Yeah.
Good morning to you both, and thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I do have a very deep voice, so hopefully it's not.
No, you're good.
You know.
He's in there working it right now.
Right. Yeah. He's going to make me sound like a girl.
Well, we've got you. But we do have you on the peak microphone. So.
Right, okay. Well, a little bit about myself. I was raised here in California till I was 7, went to Colorado till I was 18, came back, went into college and for law enforcement. And soon after that, I started an internship. And
where was the internship at?
Through Shasta College with Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, okay.
Reading Police Department.
So you were like on their
ride-alongs.
The ride-alongs, and they've got, I think they have a cadet-type program or something like that.
Yeah, I never did that. They actually got paid. I was working two jobs, supporting a young family and, going to school full-time. So it was kind of a stretch, but I did a lot of hours.
And then what happened?
One thing leads to another, and I'm a reserve. Field trained and end up in the jail for a few years, went to work for the Weed Police Department.
When he says he ended up in jail, he means that he was working as a correctional officer in the jail.
Well, back then.
What were you called back then?
We were deputies.
That's right. Everybody was a sworn, post certified and all that.
Exactly.
That's right. Remember that. And then you go from there usually to the
patrol.
Okay. But you ended up in Weed.
Weed PD for 3 years.
Okay, I have to ask this.
Go ahead.
Because I just drove through Weed.
Sure.
Just last week. A week ago today, in fact. And Weed's kind of a small town.
Yes.
And it's a, of course, the name Weed before it became legal. You can buy a t-shirt and say, hey, I spent the weekend with Weed and things like that.
Sure.
Was there a lot of crime in Weed?
Oh,
really?
Carl, it was probably the most crime-ridden area in such a small area.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we had gang members that were Asian that were tied to big gangs along the West Coast all the way to Seattle.
Uh-huh.
We had
growing weed up in...
They were involved in hardcore drugs.
Oh, okay.
And they were kind of a transshipment point to... moving on up the I-5. We had other gang problems there, and that's where I became a gang expert. Weed is the most culturally diverse city in such a small area. There are people there are straight out of Italy and don't speak English.
Italy. Okay.
Now, maybe
that was back then when you were...
I was there.
When you were there.
In 96 to 99. But after the fires went through there a few years ago, It's kind of decimated the whole Angel Valley area. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Heights has just been destroyed. But there's, you know, there's...
I wouldn't have realized that that was such a hotbed there, you know, because it's a small town.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, and it's a diverse community, like you said, because they, yes. they had a very strong black community
yes.
there in Weed.
Absolutely.
And people don't realize that they were brought in after the war. They were offered jobs up there in the lumber industry.
Absolutely. Well, Abner Weed is the founder of that town.
Uh-huh.
And he put it there because of the winds. And it dried out his lumber.
Really?
Well, that's an interesting.
I have not heard that before.
Yeah, look up.
That makes sense.
Look up Abner Weed and anything north of mid, you know, the second exit in Weed.
Yeah.
It is supremely windy.
Okay.
And Roseburg, you know, and there was a couple mills there. One's, you know, shut down before I went there, but the main was Roseburg. Okay. And, you know, it employs most of the people in, you know, the city of Weed.
Okay, and the because I have friends that have a place up in Tennant,
mm-hmm.
Tennant area.
Yeah,
and so you know, I've got a little class from him. That's where I found out how strong the black community was up there because mm-hmm. when they were brought in, and they, you know, you get a lot of, I mean, really great athletes.
Yes,
out of that area, and we had one of the young men there ended up in West Point when I was sitting on the. On the board
really?
That recommended people to Congressman Lamalfa, and he was one of the young men that came in.
Oh, wow.
It didn't hurt that he was all-state
sure.
running back,
yeah.
of course, you know, and no matter what you say about West Point, they're looking for athletes.
Absolutely.
Also,
yeah.
that can become, you know, officers in the military. But, yeah, okay. So, okay, after Weed then. So you spent some time in Weed.
Yes.
Your formative years.
Yeah, I had two police canines up there, and it was a great time.
Two police.
Canines.
Oh, canines.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So then, how'd you get here?
Well, I know what happened was is that Shasta went on a hiring freeze.
Uh-huh.
And I was a provisional deputy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went on a hiring freeze. Well, a friend had a friend that was a sergeant in Weed and said, yeah, we'll take him. And I was already field trained.
Okay.
So it was not a big deal. So I went up there, and within 3 weeks, I was working there in December of 96. And then 6 months later, I, you know, did some stuff to promote a dog unit. They had an existing canine, but he was getting ready to retire, so we needed another one. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. So I went out, raised the money, bought the dog. In fact, the dog, his name's Buster, and I got him from retired Lieutenant Alan Long from RPD.
Our Alan Long is the supervisor?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be darned. Now, this is still up in Weed?
Well, I was at Weed, and mm-hmm. I called, and I've known Alan
well, yeah.
30-some years.
He was just on the show yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I need to text him and say hello. But, and he's one of the guys I might call in on the show, you know, when I get my own, to speak to a lot of different things. Now, I don't know if because he's on the Board of Supervisors, he's allowed to do that, but, you know, we might get into a dicey area. He doesn't okay. need to go.
So look, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back... Sure. We'll get you back into the, you became, Shasta County deputy.
That sounds good.
Deputy. This portion of the show brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all of your jewelry needs. Fixing your watches, watch repair, stone setting, really locally owned and operated, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry.
Voted best in the North State.
After three years in a row.
That's
there you
right.
go. We'll be right back.
Wednesday to Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan.
We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:20 in the morning here on the 25th of July. Seems like July's been a long month, too. It used to be February held the record in my whole life as being the longest month.
Even though it's the shortest.
Of my whole life. It was like February had 46 days in it. Anyway, it's the 25th of July. Like I said, 8:20 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, part-time and full-time, and you get the competitive benefits they have include medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401k plans, and much more. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. And Linda and I are here with Chris McQuillan, who's a retired Shasta County Sheriff's Detective and started up in Weed, and we're finding out about these things from Weed. I had no idea Weed had a police department. You're saying, yeah, and it's still there. But then you moved down into the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, and Jim Pope was the sheriff.
Exactly. I was here first between 94 to 96.
In the correctional side of it.
Yeah. But I was
but a sworn deputy. Deputy.
Yeah. Yeah. So then in 99, because I was making $12.31 an hour topped out, and I had a family of three.
Okay.
And in weed, it's, you know, you kind of scrape by. So I reached out to my contacts here in Shasta, and they were off their hiring freeze, and I ended up, you know, being able to come back, which was great.
Yeah.
Went in the jail for a while, went to Burning Patrol, went back in the jail for about 6 months, and then I had to wait for a spot to open in Chess Lake City, and I was a Chess Lake deputy for, you know, it's contract city, for, let's see, 2002 to 2005, and then I promoted to detective and went into narcotics and then major narcotics.
Okay, so and then you finished out your career as a detective.
Major narcotics, yes.
And then, so you served under Pope and then Basinko after that?
When I was first hired, it was Oaf.
Oaf.
And he only had, I think, a year left on his term, and he now lives in Idaho. Good for him, you know.
For many of them.
Exactly. And then it went to Pope, and then it went to Basinko.
Okay. So Chris called me the other day and was interested in having a show about about the police work.
Yes.
But more about the police than that, than just police work, but also the life of police. Mm-hmm. And the afterlife of
yes.
police. I'm not talking in heaven here, but
no.
what happens when they leave in those. And you've got a number of other law enforcement officers that are going to be part of this.
Yes.
Not just law enforcement, but you're talking first responders.
Yes.
So you can take it from there.
Well, and here's my, you know, I have a almost 33-year-old son that is following in my footsteps as a peace officer.
Right.
And he's facing, you know, the same things I did because he's, well, if you ever met him, you'd go, he looks just like you and sounds just like you.
Now, he's a deputy up in
Siskiyou.
Wow. That's a tough area.
Well, you know, I mean, I worked for Weed PD. And
yeah.
He's doing really well. He took after me with drug interdiction. Mm-hmm. I used to train it up and down the West Coast. Basinko was very proud. He used to send us to train counties, i.e. Fresno County. We were down there for 3 months training their guys. But we were very successful at what we did. But my reasoning for come here is that everybody talks about PTSD with basically with, you know, the military. That's on social media all the time. Rarely do you see anybody talk about PTSD with officers, police work, dispatchers, nurses, doctors.
DA's office.
DA's office. I listened to that.
Yeah.
You know.
Public defenders. Yeah.
Oh, well, everybody has.
Everybody that touches it.
Well, even as, let's say, a defense attorney.
Yeah.
You have to comb through all those photos, all that evidence. And where does that leave you? You know, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And that's, you know, where we need to go and enlighten the public on, hey, peace officers, first responders, they're all human. They all go home, eat their dinner, go to bed. Now, how they go to bed, well, that's a whole different, you know, topic.
Yeah. Yeah, are they, you know, are they using different things to alleviate the stress?
Well, what happens?
Well, I mean, we're talking alcohol,
yeah.
or, you know, some kind of medication or something like that.
There's a lot of that. When you start to compartmentalize, and when I say that, you put it in a box and you put it on the shelf. And once your storage area is full of boxes, you know, they start to shake when you're sleeping and, you know, what you saw that day.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, is it common to, you know, use alcohol to compartmentalize that and cope with it? Absolutely. You know, I'm not here to lie to anybody. I've seen some of my close partners that got wrapped up in DUIs because they compartmentalized, went out one night, compartmentalized, drove home from the bar drunk, wrecked their own car, and didn't hurt anybody. But you're like, okay, what's the cause of it? Well, I know what the cause is. Been there, done that. And, you know, for the general public, I'm not going to bash, you know, anybody for their decisions, but I know why they happen. And the general public doesn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look at, you know, with the sentiment right now out of L.A. and these blue cities, they, you know, oh, we hate ICE. Well, they should love ICE, but they don't.
I equate them hating ICE to the Vietnam War.
Pretty much.
And were they spitting on soldiers? They were, assaulting soldiers and
absolutely.
Marines when they came home. I equate it to that, where they are totally mixing up who sent, the Marines and soldiers and sailors and everybody that went to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, well, I mean, I'm have a choice day. Oh, yeah, I'm going to spend the next year in Vietnam patrolling and getting shot at.
Right.
It's, the anger, and there is anger out there, should absolutely. Be directed at the ones that send them. To get at, it's just that ICE is the face of the decisions that are being made. It's the ICE officers, there may be some there that's the last thing I want to do is pick up somebody.
Right.
But that's their job, mm-hmm. just like it is for the military. The anger, if you want to have anger and you want to protest and all this, you're missing the boat here. You should be back in D.C., and if you don't like what your congressman does, pick at him.
Write a letter.
You know what? March around their houses. But the ICE officers are doing their sworn job.
Yes.
And they're going to do their job because they're professionals.
Right.
So I totally understand, where you're coming from on this.
Yeah, but think about being an ICE agent that's assigned out in L.A.
I wouldn't want that.
And the anti-police sentiment. I mean, I've looked at a lot of stuff regarding those riots. And the one thing that stuck in my mind, there was a Mexican citizen who is on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And he got on there and he said, we are denouncing anybody waving a Mexican flag on U.S. soil. They have an actual code that he quoted that says they cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they're out in the streets of L.A. waving the Mexican flag. And he went further and he said, if an American came to Tijuana, as an example, and started some unrest waving the American flag, he'd be dead in 30 seconds. So that's just the difference.
There's two different, of course, the differences are, the government of Mexico and the government of America, where we're really, with our Constitution, you want, you give people the right to do these
sure.
things. However, it doesn't mean that when you aim your anger and, and doxing, quote, doxing the families
sure.
of the ICE agents, where you're saying where they live and you're showing pictures of their kids.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. That is totally wrong. You can protest it, and you want to wave the Lithuanian flag. I don't care.
Yeah.
You want to burn the American flag. I care, but that's one of your, quote, rights is to do that. But you're picking the wrong people.
Right.
Because, trust me, ICE agent Ramirez, who is out there doing his job, doesn't make that decision.
No.
So, and that's where I come from. That's kind of where you're coming
yes,
from.
Yes, exactly. Whether he believes what is being done is correct or not.
He does his
job. He has to do his job.
He's a professional.
Yes, exactly.
He or she. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many women in law enforcement, and Border Patrol, other facets of law enforcement, DEA. I got the chance to work with one of the best DEA undercover agents, and she was female, and she could buy dope from anybody. It was funny, but she was, she was a pretty girl, but she was very on task. I mean, you didn't mess with her.
Right.
However, I don't take anything away from women in law enforcement. I've met some really, really great ones.
It's like women in the military.
Exactly.
There was all, we can talk about that some other time. We have to take a quick break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, right off the, Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Been in the same location since 1967. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. I've been going there since I moved to Reading back in 07 and never had a bad haircut. I've gone through several barbers as they've, retired. I make an appointment so it works on my schedule. I call them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment. I was just in there yesterday, got my haircut, and talked with Tim. And, Tim and Logan are the barbers there, fine young men. But, again, it is a barbershop. You're not going to find hairspray, unless it's Butchwagged. And like I said, you can make an appointment, and it's man's last stronghold.
I'll add this, Carl, is that I've been going there since I was like 19, and I'm 56. Back when Barry and Dwayne, which is Tim's dad,
yeah.
D.C. Yeah. You know, you got to love D.C. My dad.
I started with D.C.
Yeah, I would take my now 90-year-old father there and get his haircut, you know, and he loved it. I haven't been there in a while. I just been saving money doing my own hair. You know, what the hell?
Well, I tell you what, they have, they've cut hair of a kid,
mm-hmm.
becomes an adult,
mm-hmm.
do their kid's hair.
Exactly.
And, you know, I imagine there may be in the three or four generations in some cases.
Well, I know
at Cypress Square Barbershop.
Exactly. And I, much kudos to them. And my oldest son, that's where he got his first flat top. And, you know, at a young age.
Okay. Hey, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with, Chris McQuillan, a retired sheriff's off, Sheriff Chester County Sheriff's Deputy.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were eight and you had bad dreams.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Hunts are back for two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers leading up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Watching our backs, facing our fears. Lord knows it ain't no easy task. Keeping us safe.
This is George Strait, and it's
Weight of the Badge.
Weight of the Badge. Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be yours.
I look at that as Toby Keith doing American Soldier, that
exactly.
kind of thing. You're doing your job every day. You don't take off vacations. You miss Christmas. You miss birthdays. You miss all that kind of stuff. I'm here. Linda and I are here with Chris McQuillan. He's retired Shasta County Sheriff's Detective.
Yes.
And retired a few years ago.
Yeah, 2012.
2012. Served under, mainly Jim Pope and Tom Basinkle.
Yes.
We know Tom real well, and we know Jim Pope very, very well, too.
Have you ever played golf with him?
No.
Don't do it.
Well, you know, he called Linda, and if you don't mind me sharing this thing about his wife and having you sing mm-hmm. at his wife's birthday as a total surprise because she loves Linda singing.
I think it was an anniversary.
Or maybe it was anniversary or birthday. And it was a total surprise. Yeah. And Linda came in and sang her song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll always remember that. Anyway.
Sentimental dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jim Pope, a sentimental dude. People will look at you like, Jim Pope? Yeah. Jim Pope. Chris, you called me the other day because you'd like to have a show on the station.
Yes.
And one of the reasons we founded this station mm-hmm. was become a community radio station. And we have a number of local shows on. We run 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and we've got national level shows, top rated shows in the nation. But we're really proud of our local shows.
Mm-hmm.
The people coming in and giving their opinions, and it ranges from, Shasta County, Chamber of Commerce to, Heroes of the North State, Entertainment, Man Up, where they have kind of a man oriented type thing, Enjoy Magazine, we have, political themed shows, and mainly on Sundays, but we are always encouraging people that if you've got an idea for a show, come to us, and we'll talk about it. And we've got another couple
we'll
of people.
And we'll try it, because some people
we'll
try it for 4 or 5 or 6 months. It's usually 6 months, and then it peters out. They're done. But, and then some people have been doing it for 10 years.
Some people have been doing it for 14 years.
Yes.
We've had people
yes.
who've been on our station for 14, 15 years now. It's like Cypress Square Barbershop. They've been an advertiser on our show since the day we opened, literally.
Yeah. That's great.
And we've got other advertisers like that. So we're and this is our baby. This is our, not just a business, but a life for us.
Sure.
So when we have somebody that has a show, we want to ensure two things. One is that the person doing it wants to do it and has the information and, you know, to be able to follow through with it. And two is benefiting the community.
Correct.
And not just beating their own horse.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. And you and I talked about it. So, but this is for other people that maybe haven't heard me say this.
Yeah.
When didn't I say this?
It's a very powerful wand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, being in law enforcement, that is a very, that's a very powerful position as well in that moment of how, with the decision that you make along with somebody else who has made a decision.
Yes.
And where that goes from there.
Absolutely.
So I'm encouraging you that in the moment that you're on the air and you bring others on the air, that people are going to be driving and hearing things that they're going to take away
sure.
a perspective, perhaps, with a more understanding of where you're coming from, because we have so much bashing going on with everything else.
Yeah. So now it's your turn.
No, Linda, I totally agree with you. There's so much bashing going on. And the general public doesn't understand that, you know what? First responders. I don't care if you're, an officer, a deputy, a nurse. A
community service officer.
Yeah, even that.
Even that.
So, but the general public doesn't understand what they go through, what they see that you can't unsee, you can't unsmell, and lend a little bit of humanizing to the badge and also focus on, okay, we all walk away from this stuff in retirement with a degree of PTSD. Now, what that degree is depends on what you've seen. I mean, I've known guys that mid-career had to go out on a psych because they couldn't, you know, mentally process it. And then you get guys that, you know, cope with alcohol and they end up committing suicide. You know, there's a lot of human behind the badge. And every, you know, my ex-son-in-law, he's been deployed many times to Afghanistan, blown up twice, has a Purple Heart. And he has PTSD. So does his twin brother, because he was deployed at the same time. So there's a lot to go into it. And how to help those people, that's what I'm trying to do. And in the meantime, educate the public. Don't judge the officer for his actions. You don't know what the backstage was, you know, and that's the problem. They see little snippets on social media, and they go, oh, that cop was bad. No. You know, I mean, yes, is there bad apples in the basket? Sure. However, that's not the norm.
So you feel at this point in your life that you want to give a voice and a visual and an opportunity to share your stories as well as other people's stories on maybe where they've been, where they are, where they're going, and maybe for others through books and through guests to be able to get help.
Absolutely. And there's lots of local support groups, Code 9, peer support for first responders. Well, there's always AA if you have that kind of problem, or just general counseling. You know, you can go on your own. Most of the guys that are retired have a really good, you know, insurance. But they fail to use it for anything. I mean, I've had guys, just retired guys, just cry to me going, hey, I don't know how to handle this alcohol. Well, it starts with you recognize you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move on from there.
Mm-hmm.
But, the you know, the point of the show for me is get that message out. Let the listening public in Shasta County or wherever we go understand that all first responders are human. You know, we're not robots. And maybe when the public understands that, they won't judge them so quick. Because what happens right now is they're going to send out a, you know, somebody's going to send out a video from their phone. And now you are tried and convicted before you, that court case even goes to court. Oh, that officer was wrong. Or, you know, maybe he was right. You never know.
But you're only seeing snippets.
You're seeing a snippet.
And it's like on, when even on their own cameras that the police carry.
Yeah.
You'll get four different policemen there.
Yeah.
Four different cameras going, and one camera, because they came in at a different angle or different in a different time, does not capture what had happened a minute beforehand.
No. See, and I was the first one in Shasta County to have in-car video, body cam, because of the high-level drug enforcement we were doing on the highway.
Yeah.
And that was back in 2007.
Wow.
Nobody else had body cams here. And, I mean, CHP came to us and asked me to ride along with me so that they could look at our system because they were implementing, you know, WatchGuard DVDs. Not giving them a plug, but that was the name of it. So, in fact, if you go to the website, I'm still on there, which is funny, you know, 13 years after retirement. But the thing is that the video is two-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
It's not three.
No.
So you only see what that camera sees. And it's unfortunate sometimes. Now they have cameras that actually are translating. So if you contact somebody who doesn't speak English, you just put in their language, speak, it says it to them, and then when they speak, it tells you.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
well,
no,
that's great.
No, that's just, you're absolutely right. It's on your phone. You can say something in your phone and it comes out.
Yeah,
translate. You know, with that well, you hopefully it's clear.
But now it's on, you just push the button on your body cam and it's all recorded and you don't have to worry about using your phone and going, oh, eh, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah,
no, I did not know that.
Technology is very, very good.
Okay, we got to take a break here. We're with Chris McQuillan. The name of his show, his proposed show, is
Behind the Badge.
Behind the Badge. And we'll be right back.
With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. The big old land with countless dreams.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Is that okay to do that today?
Here comes Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And
welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Hey, on Monday, Rebecca Baer from Economic Development Corporation is going to be in here. We're going to talk about the Amazon facility, 250 jobs there. Then on Wednesday, Tanessa Audette, or Tuesday, Behaving Humane. Wednesday will be Tanessa Audette, Reading City Council member, and talking about what's going on there. So next week's going to be busy, in fact, and then on Friday, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will join us. I've got some questions for the congressman about some things. I'm thinking that I've got to figure out who's on Thursday, but see who's on then. But I've got it written down. I just got to grab my scheduler.
Yes, you do.
It's going to be a big week next week as far as a lot of things going on in Reading. But today we got Chris McQuillan, who is a retired sheriff's detective, Shasta County Sheriff's Detective, and wants to have a show here called Behind the Badge, but it puts a face, I think, on law enforcement, but not just law enforcement. Behind the Badge kind of, you know, you're thinking law enforcement, but it's also going to include all the other first responders.
Absolutely. I mean,
you've already contacted nurses. As we heard on Wednesday with the DA's office, they have a mental health group,
right,
that comes in and talks to them because the DA's and, mm-hmm, their staff PTSD because of the things, as you mentioned earlier, that they see, you know, in just their day to day. You can only look at so many of domestic violence, child violence, child molestation. I mean, you can only see so many of this stuff, and most people, it's very hard for them to compartmentalize. When you talked about it, mm-hmm. it was so easy for me to understand that because I did that for 32 years. Mm-hmm. You can just you compartmentalize things.
Yep.
And you know, and the other thing, and probably some people, it's harder for them, is to let things go.
Yes.
That's the hard part. And I was raised, my life when I was raised, it was letting things go. Because we moved so many times mm-hmm. before I got out of high school. My dad's job had a great life, but we moved all the time. Mm-hmm. So I would just end that part of my life and move on
right.
to something else. And it's difficult for people to do that. And I understand that.
Sure.
So in some ways that's really good. In some ways maybe it's not. But, so you want to kind of give, if I understand this right, you want to give the story of our first responders. And put a face on people.
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't really matter if you're law enforcement, nursing, DA's office, you know, military.
Military.
Just think of, you know, even dispatchers. And
dispatchers, because they're right in the middle of it, and a lot of times they don't hear what happens afterwards.
Well, they'll find out later, but, yeah. you know, when you're a new deputy, you have to go into dispatch and spend a few days in there, and you work a 12-hour shift with them, and you're answering the radios, sending out calls. And I tell you what, just because I was on the other side, the receiving end of those calls, and I could go do something about it,
mm-hmm.
they can't do anything.
They have to be the calm, like when the woman is curdling, screaming, mm-hmm. or somebody's curdling, screaming, or a child picks up the phone and mommy's down or daddy's, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they have to be calm. How do you not take that to bed?
Oh.
And how do you, like, go to the bath? Go take a bath and not have this after effect where now your body is in this shake.
Exactly. And that it turns into, excuse me, just like with peace officers. You put it in a box and you set it on the shelf. And you go home and you have a glass of wine and you do whatever to just try and take it out of your mind as a coping mechanism. Now, I'm not endorsing that, but I know what happens.
No, I mean, some people do. That's the, you know.
Unfortunately.
It starts out with a couple of beers and then
progresses to something yeah. you didn't even want to go to.
No.
But, you know, with that being said, the general public doesn't understand that, you know, when you're coping with things like that, some people have good coping mechanisms.
You go out and run 5 miles.
Exactly. You know, I have a friend that's a marathon runner that works for the sheriff.
That's right.
And you're like, okay. You know, he'd run 26 miles. It was like, okay, great.
That's yeah. the way he handled it.
That's the way he handled it.
That's it.
But on the other side, I just think with my show, I think I could shed some light to the general public with the guests that I can bring in from all facets of first responders that can speak to what their experience has been and how did they cope with it? How are they still coping with it? Because people don't know.
And when would you begin this? And so you can tell our listeners, have you guys settled on a time and a day?
Well, like I said this morning, Sheriff Chad Bianco is now going to sponsor the show. So we're going to, I have to coordinate with him.
Okay.
For sponsorship and I'll be with you and Carl yeah. hopefully within a week or so.
So would you give the, public your email? Because we talked about that at the break.
Sure.
That you are encouraging open dialogue.
Absolutely.
Somebody may want to call in and not come in.
Right.
And call and say, hi, my name is whatever. And be a phone guest for you that is processing. So we talked at the break. This is almost like you're ministering in a way that you're giving an opportunity for people to talk, heal, work through a reality check.
Exactly. And that all can remain anonymous. I'm not going to bring anything to light from any listener. And I can be reached at my first name, Chris. MCQ25@gmail.com.
Okay, so it's Chris MCQ
25@gmail.com. Absolutely.
Okay.
And I not only accept, but I encourage good, bad, or indifferent criticism, questions. You know, if they have a question, what they want answered on the air,
once we get this started soon.
Sure.
I'm open to that. You know, I'm an open book. You might not like the answer every time, but, you know.
Well, it's just the way it is. You know,
it is what it is.
Some people aren't going to. You can't please everybody.
And, and imagine somebody who has somebody that their child or a relative is law enforcement, and they're not really sure how to approach them with a question. Or they're going to be Thanksgiving is coming up and Christmas is coming up. Maybe I shouldn't, and how do I? I don't want to be
offend. Question,
I don't want to offend somebody, but can I ask what would be? Is there a gentle, whatever it is, and this is the kind of thing where I think your show could be of a value.
Sure.
You know, what happens if they've started noticing differences?
Well.
You know, that kind of thing, and, well, how do I approach that?
It's
that
tough.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
It is really tough because, any first responder duties are going to change you. My mom always says, you're different from when you were a kid. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I spent 25 years in the street. And you have to, well, I won't say it on air, a plan for every contact you have.
Sure.
And it's unfortunate that you have to work like that. And even other first responders have to do that. You know, how am I going to come out of this alive?
What was it said that, I read someplace or been with people that said, yeah, you always have a plan. And in that plan is how am I going to kill this person?
See, I was going to say it. Yeah. Yes, no. You're exactly correct.
And part of that plan is how can I kill this person?
And protect myself. Like, for instance, when you think about it, just a traffic stop. You know, when we grew up, we didn't think a traffic stop was dangerous. I mean, we watched Mayberry RFD. It was kind of like, so you don't even think. You don't think about a traffic stop being dangerous, but it can be lethal.
A sheriff's deputy who's in the middle of nowhere.
All by himself.
Yeah. We've got like 30 seconds left. So, Chris, we're so happy you came here.
I'm so happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
Well, and it's going to bring a whole new perspective, I think. Because as you've told me and you've said today, this isn't just limited to police.
No.
And it's going to cover a whole lot of things. And perhaps we will start this as early as August. We'll see.
That sounds great to me. And again, thank you both for letting me come on. And
well, thanks.
I can talk quite a bit. So,
well, thanks for the phone call.
Okay. All right. Thank you both.
Everybody, have a wonderful weekend and God bless America.
Amen.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you by KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.